also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Community Connection in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, reminding you of an event tomorrow night at the Bartlesville Community Center. And in to share all the information, well, we're going to start with Dori Potter, but Jerry Melton's also in the room. Good morning, ladies. Nice to have you here today.
Good morning, Charlie. We are so excited for tomorrow. The big day is finally almost here.
It is been a long time in the planning, probably more than I realize, but I know we've been talking about on the air for a couple of months at least, and there are still some tickets available for tomorrow night.
We're talking about the KWN Cooking Extravaganza tomorrow evening at Bartlesville Community Center. And yes, people might think, well, that sounds a little different than what you've done in the past.
It is a little different.
It is a little different. We've done a cooking school now with Taste of Home for years. They actually took the school name off of it a couple years ago and called it a cooking show. And but they actually dropped cooking shows as of this year. Taste of Home has kind of cut back on their magazines and their shows and things that they're doing.
Which is something they've been doing since like the 30s, right?
A long time, yeah. Yes. But we still love doing it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do it. We're still doing it. We're kind of excited because we think it's even going to be more special than what we've done before, because we're going to make it more local. We're going to have the opportunity to set the program up as to what, you know, we can do to feature local people. So we talked to several of our favorite chefs around the community.
Kevin was saying we're going to begin and end with Mark Spencer.
Exactly. We have about five different chefs that are coming in to do it. Mark Spencer from the Painted Horse. People might know him. He used to be at Sterling's Grill as well, and he has a fine restaurant over in Arkansas.
I think he's had a catering business at one time.
A catering business for a long time, yes. He has, his resume is huge. Matter of fact, it's in the cookbook, so you can read it. But you can see all the many things that Mark Spencer does, and he's going to be our opening. And, you know, Mark has kind of a unique personality. Mm-hmm. Not only does he like to share fun recipes and give people a new taste and a variety of tastes, but he does it in a fun way, too, and has a neat personality. So the recipes that he's kind of put a unique twist and name to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do a chicken recipe that's called The Thighs Have It.
Interesting.
And he's got a jam recipe called Hot Jam Gastrique, and he's got a sauce that uses yogurt, and it's called Humphrey Yogurt.
Ooh.
In the spring.
Can't you work Casablanca or something in there somewhere?
Exactly.
Along the line?
So that just gives you a little flavor of the unique personality and the fun that we're going to have with Mark opening the show. Then we go from Mark to Hillcrest Country Club's Jimmy Webb is mm-hmm. going to come on stage, and he's going to give us a recipe of Italian chicken with mushroom risotto.
Ooh.
Doesn't that just make your taste buds water? Go for it.
Got to be something tomato based on there with a little bit of oregano and
anything Italian, yeah. Charlie. I know you're hooked.
Not that I can't do other stuff, but I learned the Italian stuff from my grandmother pretty early.
Exactly, so. Exactly. And then we've got kind of a neat twist. The next one who will be coming up is Susan Miller from Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli, and everyone knows the fabulous breads that they have at the Rolling Pin.
Yeah.
Well, she is going to do a little twist on it. She's going to do a French pizza dough and then do a meat sauce, and she's known to use a lot of natural herbs and things like this or whatever, so she's gonna kind of teach us and help us, you know, on that type of thing too. So
Larry Glass was saying Saturday morning he's got most of the herbs in if people want to start their herb garden now, so you can hang on, grow your own, have it fresh for these recipes.
Exactly. Then we go to Tri-County Tech, one of their instructors, Derek Bransford, and he's gonna do a Peruvian ceviche. So kind
okay.
of a unique thing. That's kind of out of my normal ballpark of cooking.
So even just the word ceviche is out. Never mind.
I'm going to learn. That's definitely going to be a learning experience for me on that one. And then we go to a whole lot of fun. The Swimming Holes is going to bring the Green Egg team in,
okay.
and show us fun grilling tips and fun things you can do. Because you can do so much more than just grill a hamburger or a steak on a grill, Charlie, or a hot dog.
Although they're great on a green egg.
Exactly. But and you don't have to have a green egg. You can do a lot of these grilling grilling tips on, you know, your own grill or that you have. So it's
But there's something different about the green egg just because it's sort of ceramic and it holds the heat for so long.
Right. Yeah. And so
put
so
the lid on and don't take the lid off. You're better off.
But trust me, they do things in a fun way. And I'm not going to tell any secrets, but they do things in a fun way. So that's going to be just a hoot and a whole lot of fun, too. So then we end with Mark Spencer. He's going to come back on stage and do a hot strawberry dessert for us. Ooh. That is going to be really a quick and easy type of dessert that you can do. So
Mark, make a large batch because the entire audience is going to want to have a taste.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Plenty of tasting spoons.
So that's what our on stage is going to look like for the cooking show tomorrow night. But we start out just as we always have from 5 to 6:30 with booths. People can browse about 40 booths down in Community Hall.
Can you eat?
And you can eat, Charlie. We have concessions too.
Feed them and they will come.
Yes. So you can eat and you can browse the booths and then come and watch a fun stage show. And typical to cooking shows that we've done in the past, everybody that comes gets a goodie bag. Those have already been stuffed and they're all set and ready for people to come and get your goodie bag with lots of coupons and the cookbook. And I'm going to let Jerry tell you about the cookbook because she did a fabulous job putting together this cookbook. It looks really professional.
I saw it about 10 minutes ago for the first time. Looks great, Jerry, but I'm going to take a break and give you 60 seconds to catch your breath. We'll talk about the cookbook in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church just focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time talking about tomorrow evening's event at the Bartlesville Community Center. Doors open, I believe, at 5 for booth browsing. And Jerry, take me from there.
Well, like she said, we have a cookbook that's going to be this year. In the back, we've always had a Taste of Home cooking magazine that people were able to follow along with all the recipes in it, take notes, and so forth. This one's going to be no different. This has over 50, 60 different recipes in there from local people throughout the surrounding area. There's also going to be the recipes of everybody that's going to be cooking on stage. So if you come and you're like, oh, I need to learn how to cook that.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to not only teach you how to cook it, they're also going to give you this recipe to be able to take home. There's a place in there you can take notes. And so there's all kinds of fun stuff that's going to be able to be in this cookbook. There's from desserts to entrees to appetizers to beverages and just a wide variety of things. So we're excited about it.
Well, you know, just like Taste of Home, I see that little submitted by on every one of these. Mm-hmm. And some of them, okay, Tri-County Tech, they teach cooking over there. I would expect them to put some in.
Yeah.
But I see Kathy Bell. I see Linda Herndon. I see all kinds of names of people that I might know.
That's right. And we actually are going to feature one of these people on stage. They do already know, but they're going to get a Branson prize package as well. But they also got two VIP tickets, and they're going to get to come and experience the show. So we'll be doing this every year. So if next year you think you might want to do it, then make sure you get your recipe in.
Okay, sounds like a deal.
Tickets.
I didn't realize we're getting run out of tickets already. Yeah, go ahead.
We need to talk about tickets because people do need to get a ticket to come to the show. Mm-hmm. They're $10 a piece.
Yep.
And if you go a group of 10 or more, they're $9 a piece.
Okay.
And tickets are available at Cliff's Flooring and Windows downtown. Mm-hmm. If you're on the east side of town, you can go out to RCB Bank. If you're on the south side of Bartlesville, then you can go to Food Pyramid and get your tickets there. If you're around the radio station, just pop in and see us. We've got some here at the radio station for you too. If you're up in the Kansas area, you can get them at the radio stations in Coffeyville. They've got them at KGGF and stations up there too in Coffeyville.
Just go see John Leonard or Zach or one of the guys at the station.
Exactly. Yeah. So the tickets are $10 a piece there. Now, if you just want to do do it in the comfort of your home, that's easy too. You can just go online. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, mm-hmm. and on the right-hand side, you'll see a little ad for the cooking show and a cooking extravaganza, and then click on that, and it'll take you to the place to get your tickets. Now, they are $11 online because there's a $1 handling fee, but it makes it easy for you too. You didn't have to get out and drive anywhere to get them, so you can go ahead and order them online with your credit card.
While you're all online, go ahead and download our app. It's newly updated. You get all kinds of great stuff there, including, what we're talking about right now. You can listen live.
Exactly. So those are easy ways to get it. Now, you can come to the community center and get them tomorrow night. But at the community center, the tickets are $14 because they have $4 of a handling fee that they have to do to pay for their ticket system and everything that they do there at the community center.
Well,
so
tickets are limited. We could be sold out by tomorrow night, so don't wait that long.
I know. Just might as well get your tickets early and have them and come in hand with it. Some people might ask about the VIPs. We have only a couple left.
And you
so
have to buy them here.
You need to buy them at the radio station. So come quickly if you're interested in any VIP tickets. They are $30, but you definitely get your money's worth because you get a $15 Painted Horse gift card with it. So there you go right then. You get your front row seating, mm-hmm. Reserved seating in the front. You also get to go in at 4:30 instead of 5 o'clock to view the booths. There's exclusive VIP booth browsing from 4:30 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then at 5 o'clock, you're going to have a tasting experience. Now, Jamie Dunn was going to come, and she was going to be at the show, and I'm going to tell everybody.
Well, I see her picture in the cookbook.
Yes, she's
here.
Even in the cookbook, because okay. Up until about a week ago, she was still coming, and she was going to do the tasting experience, and she was going to do our finale for us at the show. However, Jamie got a job, and she is training this week out of state, and so she's not able to come and be with us after all. She's put together a little video, so she'll be there with us in spirit and on the screen, but she won't be able to be with us. So Caroline Castleberry is going to do our tasting experience for our VIPs starting at 5 o'clock. And what she's going to do is going to make a fun little appetizer. It's called a cheese lace, and you can make a bowl out of it, and you can eat it just for break it off and use it like as chips. But you can also make a little bowl and use it like for a Caesar salad. Put a Caesar salad in it, or you can put fruit in it, or something like this. It's called a cheese lace bowl. The recipe's in the cookbook. She had already submitted it before we even knew that she was going to be doing this. And so it all worked out well. So people have her recipe to be able to do this. But so anyway, our VIPs just have a really fun extra experience that you can be. If you'd like to be a VIP, stop by the radio station as soon as possible because they are almost sold out for those.
I think you said two.
I don't know if it's okay. Two or four or six or something, but it's just in somewhere in there because I haven't checked in the last hour. So
okay. Easily so just a handful.
Anyway. Just a few left, yes. So okay. So stop in and see us, and you'll have that VIP experience, which, you know, you wear around your lanyard because you're a special VIP as well. So it's just a whole lot of fun to be a VIP. But all the seats are great in the community center. You know, that we will have a projector, you know, to be able to see the goodies inside mm-hmm. the bowls and that type of thing too. So so every seat is great. Come and join us, grab your friends, and just have a great time with us.
Sounds like a really neat deal. And look, I can see you guys have been having a lot of fun. Again, front row seating starting about 4:30, and be part of the Cooks Who Care. You're still doing that, right?
We are doing that. Uh-huh. This year we've added a new location. Bring your nonprofit, bring your non-perishable item, and we give it to a nonprofit, and this year our nonprofit is going to be the Lighthouse. Okay. So if you'd like to bring canned goods or box of macaroni and cheese or rice or whatever it is that you might like to have to pass on to the Lighthouse, we'll have a box at the door and go ahead and bring your items and we'll help out a great cause at the Lighthouse.
Harold Hayda and crew will be happy for whatever you bring in.
But Charlie, I do want to mention that, you know, it takes a big effort to make something like this happen. We have a lot of businesses that are involved with it. And
I was just looking at that list. That's great.
Exactly. No, there are a lot of people. I might let Jerry kind of mention some of the booth people, and they can see the variety that we're going to have at the show.
Okay. Well, I know the guys on Tech Talk were talking about the fact that they will be there to greet people. So if you don't know Charles and Charles, they'll be there.
Yes, NBR Electronics will be there that night. There's a big variety of different things that are going to be there. We have things from Amelia's Creamery. They're over in Nowata. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got a chance to try them, seriously, they are amazing. They also have stuff over at the Merck over in Pawhuska. So they've kind of gotten pretty bigger, and they're really excited to be branching out. Bartlesville Braces will be there. They're always giving out wonderful toothbrush and stuff like that. So make sure all the little fun stuff you eat, you stop by there, get you a new toothbrush as well.
Yeah, that's before you will go home and make the coconut pie stuff. Right? Yeah,
that's okay. Right. That's right. Sure. Bartlesville Print Shop will be there. They always have fun little goodies and things that you can see there as well. Barnett IP, Boulevard Discount Pharmacy, Celebrating Signature Home Styles. Kathy Thompson, she always has so many fun, unique things, especially for the spring and summer that are coming up and that they'll be having on their magazines and stuff that they have. Cherokee Casino, Ramona will be there. Classic Catering, they're going to be one of our concessions, so I'm sure they're fixing up something really yummy, so make sure you stop by their booth. Cliff's Flooring and Windows, there are display on stage, so you're going to see them majority of the night, but they're also going to have a booth there too, so stop by and see what they can do for your home.
Okay.
Darn Good Seasonings, it's darn good. It's really, really good. I stopped by their booth last year and got some great stuff, and I still am using stuff. It's so amazing. I love it.
Well, you need to get some more because you want to keep it fresh.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I have every plan to do so. The Dewey Antique Show is going to be there. Dink's Barbecue. They're also one of our caterers or concessions. doTERRA, Ettinger's Office Supply, Fabric Notions, Luana Duncan from Farm Bureau of Oklahoma will be there. Ferris Heating and Air. It's that time of year again. Make sure you get your air conditioners and stuff done. They're wonderful. Food Pyramid. They're one of our tickets places. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go out there and get your tickets. They're amazing sponsors, and we are so happy. And they're going to be giving away those grocery bags that everybody loves.
I was going to ask about that. Somebody needs to take home some goodies.
Yeah. They're going to be giving us 20 bags of groceries. So if you're looking to take some groceries home, we're going to be giving those away as door prizes throughout the night. Okay. So Fusion Massage and Wellness. Everybody needs a massage, right?
Sure.
Gail's Hair Styling and Spa, Green Country Village, Lawn America, Michael's Carpet Sleep Center. The list goes on and on and on and on. Tri-County Tech, they're going to be there. Like you said, they're going to be on stage as well, but they'll be there with a booth. And they're just a lot of fun. They always have some great things. I know they got some cooking classes and stuff that are going to be going on this summer. Not only
well,
for adults.
I think you can still sign up for, I'm not sure on the schedule, but I know they frequently have couples cooking classes where
yeah.
you can go in, you know, cook your dinner, eat it, and then they do the cleanup. You get to go home.
And I'm pretty sure I heard Cheyenne a couple weeks ago talking about some kids programs that yep. they're going to have as well. So make sure you stop by and talk to them. I mean, they've got a lot of things to offer here in the community. Shawnee Milling Co., they're amazing. They always give us some amazing things for our bags, these gravy packets everybody fights over. And they also give us flour, cornmeal, and things to be able to give away as door prizes. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be able to have them on with us again, too. The Painted Horse Bar and Grill, United Linens, Tubware by Ann. If you've never got a chance to stop by one of her booths, she always has some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So cook your food, get something to store it in too, so it's pretty amazing. And like I said, we're excited to be able to have all the wonderful different booths that we have on, and so make sure you stop by and see them. Get your VIP tickets and get in at 4:30. Get to browse some of these booths for about 30 minutes with about 50 people instead of hundreds.
You can wait. It's kind of a almost one-on-one experience. You get the $15 coupon back, so you get more stuff from Painted Horse and the tasting experience.
That's right. You're basically paying $15 for your VIP ticket because you're getting $15 back to go and eat at the Painted Horse.
Wow. So. What a deal.
Yeah.
Tickets are available. Again, the VIPs are limited. We're not sure on the quantity. I'll just say a handful and leave it at that. But again, for everything else, tickets are still available for the general admission. But again, this can get sold out. There's a limited number of tickets available. You
we
need
do.
To be
People
there.
Say, well, the community center is so big. Why don't you just sell all those tickets? Because we have to commit to a certain number of bags and cookbooks and all that are printed and things together. So so we do have to limit the number of people. So get your tickets now.
All right. News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. If you